So we know that folks are frustrated with the lack of power and, frankly, the lack of clarity about when that power will be restored.
Deputy County Executive Maria White providing an early morning update on the power outages across Erie County. National Grid and New York State Electric and Gas crews will have to wait for those winds to die down before they can begin fixing the downed power lines.
And it's important that we communicate to the public that we cannot start to fix the lines until the maximum wind speeds drop below 40 miles per hour. And that is not projected for some time yet, likely not until sometime quite later this afternoon.
But extra crews are standing by. National Grid has brought in 900 extra crew members and another 50 are expected to arrive today. Massive ice chunks washed up along the Lake Erie shoreline and the Niagara River after the ice boom snapped apart at the height of the storm. Erie County Emergency Services Deputy Commissioner Greg Butcher says icebreakers are working on the situation.
I know we have been working through the night with our partners at the New York Power Authority. They continue to keep the icebreakers going. The reason behind that is not only the flow of ice to go down the river, but additionally, the New York Power Authority, with its intakes, has an ability to help us maintain a static level in the river.
Orchard Park, Town of Amherst, City of Tonawanda, and the Town of Aurora were hit the hardest by the storm. But county officials report there have been no deaths or serious injuries reported. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.